We've talked about, it looks like, it seems like, it sounds like, we've talked about the importance of labeling the negatives to remove ourselves as a threat. Negotiation and negotiating and bargaining, are they the same or are they different? Different. I hear different here. Why? What makes you say that?
Because bargaining sounds like you're trying to compromise, and negotiating is more about dealing with the emotions.
He said negotiation is more about dealing with the emotion. Bargaining sounds like you're trying to compromise. Not bad.
Bargaining is offering something in return for something else.
What's negotiating?
What we're doing here, it seems much different. We're probing questions without offering anything.
All right. Which one makes you more comfortable, negotiating or bargaining? Bargaining makes you more comfortable. Why? It's easy. You're used to it. It's our default. Because take negotiation out of the lexicon and replace the word negotiation with difficult conversation. What do difficult conversations make you? Uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, what do you want to do more than anything else? Get comfortable again. What's the fastest way in a difficult conversation or a negotiation to get comfortable again? Solve the problem as quickly as possible. The sooner I cut my price, the sooner I get out of the room, the sooner I get out of the room, the sooner my comfort level recovers. We all have negative connotations about negotiation because it's a difficult conversation. Any difficult conversation, there are going to be negatives that the other side has about you that they have not yet voiced. Or maybe they have voiced it. I don't know. But there are negatives that they have about you that if you do not address up front, they're going to kill you.
Remember, you don't get in life what's fair. You get what you negotiate. If you want to become a better negotiator, click the link in the description below.
Arguably, Chris talked about it earlier. He said that, when we started this stuff, we thought labels and mirrors, specifically labels, were the easiest skill to employ and thereby not the most important. And we have come to find out that they are probably the most important. Labeling the negative is three times as powerful as labeling a positive. You get three times the bang for the buck by labeling a negative than you do labeling a positive. Doesn't mean that labeling a positive is not appropriate or justified. It's just that attacking the negatives gets you more faster. So in any difficult conversations, there is a perception about you, about the circumstance that the other side has that you're going to want to go after almost immediately. How do you do it? With preemptive labels, being proactive with your labeling, labeling things that aren't even spoken yet. We call them accusations audits, a list of opinions, assumptions, and impressions that the other side has about you, your circumstance, the company you represent, the environment. And when I say you, it's not just you in a professional sense. It may be you in a personal sense. It may be fair or unfair. You may view it as sane or insane, but it is certainly an important part of what they're trying to wrestle with internally. They may not have said it. They may be just thinking it. If they were to stand on the street corner out here and yell at the top of their lungs about you, what would you want to deny? How is what you're going to ask them for going to create issues for them? How have they viewed other people in your space that they've dealt with? How do they view your company? How do they view you as a man? How do they view you as a woman? What would you want to deny? How would you deny it? by labeling it. Part of your preparation for any difficult conversation is going to be to make a list, preemptive labels, of the negative opinions, assumptions, impressions that the other side has about you. Why do we want to do it at the beginning of the conversation?
We do it at the beginning so they don't throw back in your face later.
Subscribe to the Black Swan Group's negotiation newsletter, which is free. Doesn't cost you anything. I had a colleague with the FBI that used to like to say, if it's free, I'll take three. Here's how you subscribe to The Edge if you're in the United States. Send the text to, the number is 33777, that's 33777. The text message that you send is Black Swan Method 233777. Comes to your email inbox on Tuesday mornings when you're ready to rock and roll and get after the week.
Guys, get that? We do it in the beginning so that they don't throw it back in our face later. What do you mean throw it back in our face later?
So if afterwards, like, you put a bunch of stuff out there and they come up with their own negative at the very end, and it was something that you could have thrown out at the beginning, now all of a sudden it's something that they can hold against you.
As Travis was saying, we want to snatch permission and authority away from the other side for using the negative against us in the course of the conversation. And that's what, have you done it before? He says yes. Apparently the mic's not working anymore.
Yes.
And has it been successful for you?
Yes.
How has it benefited you? How has using the negative opinions assumption that other people had about you been a benefit to you?
So there was a situation where I had a bunch of my team and my colleagues, they were kind of asking a bunch of questions about, like, kind of where the project is going, how I was managing it, and how I was taking control of it. So I started out with the accusation audit, and I said, you guys might think that I don't know what I'm doing here. You might think that I'm not experienced enough. You might think that I'm taking this in the wrong direction. I threw out as many things that I thought anybody could say against me. And then after a while, I actually had each one of them individually come back to me and say, I didn't think any of those things, and I actually think you're doing a really good job with this.
Excellent. And that's how you started the conversation before you got into the meat of your ask.
That's right.
All right. So living example, living testament to how powerful these skills are. And we say make it your matrix moment because you don't know how deep their negatives go when it pertains to you. How are you going to know how deep the negatives go? You got to follow them down the rabbit hole.